Continuing in Masechta Shvi'is, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel, we discussed in the previous Mishnah what constitutes a Sedei Ilan. So we said if you have three fig trees in a base Sa'ah, and those fig trees are enough to produce each tree, together with the other trees, a cake of figs, a loaf of figs, which is the size of a shishim mana bitalki. So for that entire saw has a status of being a sedei ilan. But let's say you have trees that are not necessarily fig trees and not even fruit trees. They shouldn't necessarily be robbed from having the status of being sedei ilan. So how then do we constitute whether trees that don't produce fruit, don't produce figs, how do we know whether that has a status of a sedei ilan or not? So the Mishnah says, Echad ilan surak, v'echad ilan machal. Whether or not it's a tree that's surak, that does not produce fruit, or a tree that does produce fruit, ro'en osan ki'ilu heim te'enim. We evaluate even the non-fruit-producing trees, or even the fruit-producing trees, as though they are fig trees. Meaning, im ruuyim la'asos kikar tevela shloshishim mana bitalki. If these trees are the size, they're big enough, even though they're producing pears, or even though they're not producing any fruit, but that they're big enough and the trunk is wide enough and the branches are fertile and thick enough that if there was fruit, it would produce a cake of figs, the worth of shishim mana bitalki, zechorshim kalbeisa bishvilon. Therefore, the entire area has a status of a sedei ilan, and you'd be allowed to plow that entire area up until Shavuos, according to Beis Hillel. Pachos mikan. If, however, it's not true, that the trees are not so big, and therefore these trees, if they had been fig trees, cannot produce that amount, ein chorshim lahem el litzarkan. You can only work on each tree individually. You can only plow the area on each tree, as we explained in the previous Mishnah. The Mishnah continues the following case, and this is something we alluded to beforehand. You have a field, a base of three trees. If you have each tree individually that can produce the size of figs, great. Okay? If, let's say, each tree is contributing to that fig of trees, that cake of figs, so somebody showed them and said it's also fine. But let's say you have one tree that is top-notch. It produces the loaf of figs, which naim ein osin, and you have two trees, they're not carrying its weight, they're total duds. What's the status of the field then? Right? It's three trees, but two of them are duds. Again, you have two trees that are top notch, and one tree that's a non performer. So the Mishnah says that this does not have a status of a sedei ilan. You can only plow around each tree individually because the entire area does not have that status. Acha yiyu mishlosha atisha. That's true when it's three trees, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, that we need to see that the trees, each one individually, is carrying its weight. Each tree has a status or the ability to give figs in order for the area to have a status of a sedei ilan. But hayu asara, but in the area of a base sa'ah, you have 10 trees. Me'asara ulamala, or you have 10 and above. Bein osin, bein she'enan osin. Whether these trees are amazing at producing fruit and figs, and they're thick and they're fertile, or bein she'enan osin, or whether the trees are somewhat shvach, chorshin kol beisa bishvilan, you can plow the entire field, because this entire area now has a status of sedei ilan. The next line of the Mishnah is confusing because it's going back essentially to ask a question that's the premise of this entire perek. How do we know this principle of Tosefa Shvi'is? I mean, really, in the middle of the fourth Mishnah, we stop and we ask, how do we even know there is this concept, Midoraisa, of Tosefa Shvi'is? So the Pasuk says, the Mishnah says, Shenemar, how do we know Tosefa Shvi'is? Because it says in the in regards to, or in the context of Shabbos, Becharish uvakotzir tishbos, you should rest from plowing, you should rest from picking on Shabbos. Now, of course, on Shabbos, we know you can't do Charisha, you can't do Ketzira, and not only that, but we know that in Shemitah, you can't do that either. So we have a completely gratuitous, a completely extraneous pasuk of Becharish uvakotzir tishbos. So the Tanakhama, the Mishnah says, Ein tzarich lomar charish v'katzir shel shviis. It's unnecessary for Shabbos. It's also unnecessary for Shemitah itself. Elo charish shel erev shviis shehu nichnas b'shviis. V'katzir shel shviis shehu yotze l'motze shviis. So this must be speaking about plowing you do in the sixth year for the seventh year, or picking of the svichim, of the plants that grew by themselves on the seventh year, which can now prepare you for the eighth year. Meaning, so this pasuk of Becharish uvakotzir tishbos is teaching us, essentially, that you cannot do work on the sixth year. So we have Gzeiras HaKosov, which teaches us this idea of Tosefes Shviis. Rabbi Shmuel does not like the reason of the Tanakhama, and he explains the pasuk differently. Becharish uvakotzir tishbos, ma charish rishos, af kotzir rishos. Just like charish, plowing you do, is always an option, right? And it's that optional charisha that is aser in Shabbos. So too, katsira that is aser in Shabbos is when you're doing katsira as an option. I want to go out and pick those berries for my meal. I want to go out and pick my field. But let's say it's katsira for a mitzvah. So that, says Rabbi Shmuel, is allowed. Yotza Katsir HaOmer, picking the barley for the Omer, which a person is allowed to do on Shabbos. So that we say is allowed. Becharish of Akatzer Tishbos is teaching us a sushtel, says Rabbi Shmuel, between Charish and Katsira, and teaching us the halacha that Katsira for a mitzvah is mutter on Shabbos. Where then does Rabbi Shmuel learn out the principle of Tosefes Shviis? That is, as we pointed out, the Gemara Moed Katan from Halacha Moshe Misinai, the 30 days before the year of Shemitah, one is no longer allowed to do work on their field in preparing themselves for the seventh year.